Welcome back to the daily OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shlishi, the 26th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, we are grateful. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Rafi Lipner, Mor Da'asra of Shari Tefillah in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Lipner slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lechulem and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Lipner to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Lipner.
Yeah, Naftali, the honor is mine. Thank you so much for all you're doing, for all the OU continues to do, and for having this as a call-in as opposed to a Zoom, because I'm tired of looking at my own face on the computer, so it's good to go back to the basics with the phone. So for the couple of words of chizuk that I'd like to share, really with myself during this time period, as we all need it, I'm reminded of a story of Rav Shimshon Pinkus, who's giving this phenomenal share as those who have either read his readings or have watched some of the videos that are online. He was giving this beautiful shir that there was someone who came into for the first time, had never been to a Torah shir before. And after the shir was over, he tells how this student comes up to him and says, "Rabbi, that was unbelievable. I loved the whole thing. It was amazing. The only one thing is there's the one word you kept saying, which you never translated, which I don't know what you were referring to, what it is or who it is. Can you tell me what's this Hashem?" You know, sometimes in life, we're sitting there going through our motions, and we think we understand the whole picture, but we don't always just understand where, what, or how the word Hashem fits into it. And in many ways, I think that this time period, both obviously, you know, when the chizuk call started, why we needed the chizuk, because of the craziness that was going on in the world, but really in our day-to-day lives, that ability and that reminder to bring in and the understanding of Hashem in everything is possibly what I think the total goal of what we're trying to achieve in this period, really until all of the Yomim Tovim are over. You know, in many ways, we started a process by Elul, and it continues on through Rosh Hashanah, which is coming up in just a few days, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur. We're going to reach Sukkot, Simchas Torah, and Rav Pinkus also mentions that the whole shpitz, the end goal, we know what the path is, we know what the derech is, but the ear, the city he speaks about that we're supposed to arrive at, is when we recite the words of Ato Hareis L'Adas Ki Hashem Hua Elokim Ein Od Milvado, that everything that we're working towards is to try to get to this hakara, that at the end of the day, it's all part of Hashem's plan. And we have ways of doing that, you know, daily in our lives. And we have the challenges of sometimes going through those motions and not doing them. Whether it be with our Torah learning, there's the very famous pshat of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, is Rebbe Dostayed, Rebbe Yanai, Mishum of Meir, that he says, "Kol HaShakreya Sabar Echa B'mishmaso." Somebody forgets one thing of their learning, Ma'ala Allah HaKadosh Ki'ilim Tzayev B'nafsho. It's as if he's worthy of death. And the Baal Shem Tov explains, what does it mean when you forget one thing and you're worthy of death? My memory's not so good. I forget all the time. I have to write down notes. I wouldn't remember everything. He says, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. It's saying, Kol HaShakeach Dover Echad Mimishnoso. Anybody who forgets the Dover Echad, Hashem Echad Mimishnoso, from his learning. So they're learning, but they forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of the process. That's the problem. Same thing happens by observance of mitzvahs. Just recently in Parshas Kisavo, we read about when, you know, Klal Yisrael were to bring up, they're after finishing, they're giving all their meiser, and they have to say the vidui meiser. And when they came up to the Beit HaMikdash, they would say the famous Va'amarti Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. They say in front of Hashem, I've gotten rid of all the kodesh in my house. V'gam nesatita v'lelevi v'leger v'leyotam v'leamona, and I've given it to the levi and to the ger and to the widow and to the orphan. T'chol mitzvot v'asher tigasani. Everything you can imagine. Lo v'arti min mitzvot v'asher. I didn't pass over one of the mitzvahs. V'lo shachasti. And I didn't forget. And then forcing to say, well, obviously, if you went ahead and did everything, you didn't over, you know, you didn't miss any mitzvah, obviously you didn't forget anything. And again, they give the hesber that what does it mean, lo shachachti? I did all the mitzvahs, I did everything. How are you mitzvahs? I was doing it all, Hashem. Lo shachachti, but I also didn't forget you in the process. So by learning, whether it's when we're learning Torah, when we're doing our mitzvahs, the avoda is to remember that we're doing it as a partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Reneg Disami, that a person is supposed to go ahead and remind themselves that Hashem is in front of them always. And as this is called a chizuk call, we're supposed to walk away with chizuk. I think that's the greatest chizuk we can have in a world of tremendous uncertainty, which seems like it's all just, you know, happening by happenstance. And we don't know what last year was all about for certain, and we definitely don't know what the year ahead is going to be as well. The chizuk is that if a person is mechazik and they realize that Hashem is with them in everything that they do, that shivisi Hashem lenegi summit, that ein od novado, there is nothing but Hashem who continues to run this world, then whether a person is like they're going into Eretz Yisrael, if anyone's listening from there, into bidud, being in isolation on their own, a yid knows that no matter where they are, they're never in isolation, they're never alone, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is always with them each step of the path. May we be zocha to go ahead and bring this realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu intimately into our lives. And through that, by bringing Hashem into our lives, may we bring Hashem into bringing the ultimate geula b'mher v'yameinu. Amen. Thank you so much for the opportunity and the ability to go ahead and share a couple words of divrei chizuk. And now we will go ahead and recite the Tehillim. We'll start with Perek Chaf. Lam Natsayach Mizmar LeDavid, Yan Chad and Abi Yam Tara, Yisagef Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezef HaMikodesh, Mitziya Yisadeko, Yizkor Kol Min Chosech, Ovel Asa Yidash Nisela, Yitein Lecho Kilvavecho, Vechol Asasa Yimalei, Miran and Ovishu Asecho, Vashem Elohei Nu Nizgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishal Asecho, Ato yodati ki oshi Adonai mishicho yaneo mishmei kocho bigvuros yesha yimino eile vareche v'eile vasusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai eleinu nazkir heimo karu v'nofalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nitoidot Adonai hoshiyo ha-melach yaneinu v'yon kareinu Perek Chaf Gimel Mizmar LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Yechzor, Binoi Sesha Yair Bistedi, Almei Menuchas Yina Aleini, Nafshi Yishoi Vevian Cheini, Bamagli Sadek Naman Shemoi, Nagam Ki Eilech Begei Tamobet, Lo Yira Ra, Ki Ato Imodi, Shiftecho Mishantecho, Imen Achamuni, Barach Lefanai Shulchan, Neget Soi Rirai, Dishanto V'Shemen Reishi, Koisi Rivaya, Ach, toy v'chesed yirdefuni, kol yimei chayai, v'shachti v'veit adeinoi, v'yayrech yamin. Capital Tuf Chas Aleph. Shir l'malos, esa einai el heharim, me'ayin yavo yitri. Ezri me'im adeinoi, oise shamayim v'oreh. Al yitein l'amoit raglecho, al yadum shengrecho. Hinei lo yanum velo yishon, shaymer Yisrael. Adonai shaymecho, Adonai tilecho, yad yeminecho. Yoimam hashemesh lo yakecho, v'yareyach v'layla. Adonai yishmarcho mikora, yishmar es nafshecho. Adonai yishmar tzeitcho v'orecho, me'ato v'ad oylom. Capital Kuf Lamed. Shir hamalos mima amakim kerasicho adeinoi. Adeinoi shim'o v'koili. Tihiyeno aznecha kashivos v'kol tachanunoi. Im avoinoi tishmarya adeinoi mi yamoid. Ki imecho hasalicho lema'an tivarei. Ki visi adenoi, ki vaso nafshi v'liz baroi acholti. Nafshi l'adenoi, mishamim l'boiker, shaymrim l'boiker. Yachel Yisrael el adenoi, ki im adenoi hachesed v'harbeim ofidut. V'hu yifte'et Yisrael mikol avoinai sov. We'll now say the Misha Berach Becholim, and we'll pause, and you can insert the names of all of Klal Yisrael that are in need of refuah. Misha Berach Avaseinu, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Uyivarech, Yirape, Etacholim. Bavur shanachnu mispalim bavurom Tarza kadosh baruch hu yimale rachamim aleihem lahachlimam l'rapoisam lahachzikam lahachiyosam vishlach lahem erafu shlema min hashamayim l'chol evareihem l'chol gideihem b'tzal shar chol Yisrael refuat hanefesh refuat haguf hashta bagolov izman karib v'vinay mar amen. Achenu kodesh Yisrael, hanesuni v'tzara v'shivya, ha'imdim v'ein b'yam v'ein b'yabasha, ha'makam yirachem aleihem, v'yaitzim yitzara l'rvacha, me'afei lo li'oira, mishivibud l'gula, hashta ba'agala, v'izman kari, v'vinay mar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Lipner. As we transition to the next segment of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Hashem, thank God we're doing great. Crazy busy, a little bit stressed at life. We are all a little bit stressed. We have to acknowledge that. But Einod Movado, as long as you remember that we're in good hands, we can get through this.
Certainly, we always are, and having Ramuna is so important, especially during these days. So we've been fortunate over the last few weeks, especially, we've had a number of your rabbinic colleagues and peers in Toronto who shared with us perhaps more broadly about the Toronto community, which is really a makom tov, wonderful place, definitely certainly better weather than we're having here in Boca Raton at the moment. But if you could give us a little bit more specific about your shul, about your congregation, and you know anything in general about the community that perhaps something unique, special that maybe we didn't hear from the other Rabbanim.
Yeah, sure. Baruch Hashem, Toronto is a very special kila. I was born here. I went to YU, and then I came back here because I married a fantastic young lady from Toronto. So we're back here. And in many ways, Toronto is, I find, the best of both worlds. It's big enough and small enough. It's small enough that Yamamish can know so many people, almost the entire city, and have such a roshem if everyone works together. And it's big enough that there's a lot of work to be done. Our Kihila in particular, Shari Tfila, I'm very blessed. It's a very special community. It's a community that's got diversity in age, in practice, in background. Baruch Hashem, they're people that are choosing to be a part of the community in order to go ahead and really be a part of growing, you know, the mission of having people from diverse Jewish backgrounds who really share a common desire for, you know, strong Jewish values, growth, relevant inspiration, and creating a warm, welcoming community. So it's a very special place for me to be a part of.
Amazing. Wow. So you grew up there, and you're back there. It's amazing. Absolutely. I would say for many, it's a dream to be able to go back and to live and continue where one began. It's rare, I think, nowadays for people to put down their roots where they originally began. I think they're very fortunate in that way. The world has changed dramatically as a result of the pandemic. What we've seen, Canada has been definitely got a more mild case than perhaps America, not to say that there weren't people who were really impacted and affected. But looking now towards the future, as we look towards hopefully what we soon hope and believe will be a COVID-19, or at least a post-COVID-19 world. What communal changes do you anticipate for yours in the broader Jewish community?
Yeah, it's a great question. Obviously, there's, you know, in many ways, we know that our values, you know, don't change. It's just they come to the fore a lot more in times of need. You know, they tell the story that when a person gets shaken, if they're holding a cup of tea and someone knocks into them, what falls out? If tea falls out, why does it fall out? You know, people would say, because they got knocked. It says, no, because there's tea in the cup, right? So when you go through challenging times, what comes out during that time period is really important because it's what you already have inside of you. I think the Klal Yisrael in the world has seen tremendous achdus. realizing that, you know, the idea of, you know, oneness and bringing everything together is really not just a tagline, but it's something that's a call to action. I know we've seen it through tremendous efforts around the world. And I think that actually each community plays a very important role, because the more you create that access on a smaller level, ironically, within your communities, within your kahilas, you know, so large tent community is fantastic. But in many ways, people are looking to really significantly connect. And I know that the impact it's had on our community, you know, ironically, at the outset, we would have thought it would have making it for a lot more, you know, of a separate community, of people feeling more distant. And because of the need, you know, people really stepped up and connected with people. And then we saw that happen throughout Toronto. You know, we also had something over here, Shavuot, where every single rub across the city, the shuls you wouldn't go into, you know, not because even Chas V'Shalom, God forbid, you wouldn't go into them. You just see everyone's got their own little maklam. Everyone coming together. There's been so much of that opportunity. And I think that our hope is really that we bring a lot of that learning into the year ahead. And I think that at the end of the day, that's really, you know, if Avos Hashem is about closeness to Hashem and Avos Yisrael is about a closeness to Klal Yisrael, it's really about creating that Ava, not as a feeling, but as an action call that we have. And I think we're starting to see that. And I'm Mirz Hashem. I think that's ultimately the sequence that will happen, that this whole entire experience can give us the opportunity to capitalize on.
Yeah, certainly. I would definitely agree. And you know, if we can walk away with this with more Avos Chinam, more Avos Yisrael, Avos Hashem, I think we'd be living in a much more incredibly beautiful world. And so we've really heard incredible stories over the last few months of the chesed and the thoughtfulness and the sensitivity, and really trying to find the silver lining and the positivity during these challenging times. So I certainly agree with what you shared. Last question for you. We're just a couple of days away now. Can't believe it. Just right around the corner. We are about to walk into Rosh Hashanah. What's the plan for Shari Tefillah? Will you be having multiple minyanim? Will it be indoors, outdoors? What are you going to be doing about shofar blowing? And of course, we're certainly thinking about those who are unable to make it to shul this year. Is there any plan in place to enable them to, you know, at the very least, to be able to hear shofar blowing?
Of course, the answer is like yes, 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 and yes. You know, everyone's going inside, outside, early, late, up, down, outside, you name it. It's everywhere. It's a Baruch Hashem. I think, you know, with all the planning, I wrote an email to a bunch of the heads of schools in Toronto before the year started saying, Baruch Hashem, I don't have your job. You know, the schools to figure out all those plannings, I would have been up for months. But the schools also, obviously, it's a lot, but, you know, there's limitations. And we know what those are a little bit more. And I think the challenge or opportunity, obviously everything is an opportunity, is to really not forget the individual amongst the planning of the cloud. So, you know, knowing that everybody's got a very different situation, whether it be physical, you know, hesitations, whether it just be comfort levels on a mental level of being able to integrate back, or those that are coming out. I think it's about remembering the, like you started, by the connection of each individual, that Yontif isn't just about the programs that happens. You know, sometimes shuls fall into a mistake of saying how many, you know, units do you have in your shul, you know, as opposed to how many human beings are a part of your kahila. And that's really, it's a challenge, but it's an important one that each person, you know, has the ability to connect meaningfully this time of year. It was a big year for everybody. It was a difficult year for everybody in different ways. And everybody deserves to have a Rosh Hashanah that uplifts them, that gets them to be able to take whatever they've been going through for months already and find a way to translate that, just like these calls, which are wonderful, to give chizik. Rosh Hashanah should give chizik to people. And therefore, you know, the hope is really to go through the list. And, you know, we had a registration for the minyanim that people would come to. And I said, if you're not coming, also register. And if they said they're not coming, then I was like, okay, would you like someone to come to your shofar? The automatic question then said, yes. And if they said no, saying, okay, no, have a great yontif. If there's anything you can do, we're going to call you. Let us know what we can do to help. You know, it's not just about, you know, kahila is not just about what happens in the shul, or in this case, in the parking lot. It's really about each one of the klal. And I think that's the important part for all of us to remember. That's not really just the role of the rev. You know, they might sometimes get paid a little bit to do it, but the emesis, the kahila, is really about everyone ensuring that everyone's looked after. And I think that if we do that, I think it really will be a sweet Rosh Hashanah and a Mirz Hashem, a sweet New Year as well.
Absolutely. Rabbi Livner, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot and our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. May the Rabbonish Olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Daniel Cohn of Congregation Agudah Shalom in Stamford, Connecticut. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.